arrested in the temple. When the 7 days were almost over, some Jews from Asia who saw Paul in the temple began to stir up the whole crowd. They seized him, shouting, "Fellow Israelites, help! This is the man who is spreading his teaching everywhere against our people, our law, and the sanctuary. And now he has even brought non-Jews into the temple area, defiling this holy place." Then turmoil spread through the whole city. People came running from all sides. They seized Paul and dragged him outside the temple. At once the gates were shut. They would have killed him had not a report reached the commander of the Roman troops that all of Jerusalem was rioting. At once the commander took some officers and soldiers and rushed down to the crowd. On seeing him with the soldiers, the crowd stopped beating Paul. The commander went over to Paul, arrested him, and ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he inquired who he was and what he had done. But some in the crowd shouted one thing and others another. As the commander was unable to find out the facts because of the uproar, he ordered Paul to be brought to the fortress. When Paul reached the steps, he actually had to be carried up by the soldiers because of the violence of the mob, for a multitude of people followed shouting, "Kill him!" Just as he was about to be taken inside, Paul said to the commander, "May I say something to you?" He replied, "So you speak Greek. Are you not the Egyptian then who caused a riot some time ago and led a band of 4,000 terrorists out into the desert?" Paul answered, "I am a Jew, a citizen of Tarsus, a well-known city in Cilicia. I beg you, let me address these people." The commander agreed. So Paul, standing on the steps, motioned to the people with his hand. And when they were silent, he began to speak to them in Hebrew.